All right. Thank you so much for joining our webinar. This is The Secrets to Paid Social Success. This is a webinar hosted by Healthcare Success. We have a packed agenda for the next hour. We'll start off with introductions to the presenters today. What is paid social? The importance of paid social, why you should be paying attention, how paid social works, paid social creative best practices and a creative showcase, how Healthcare Success works with clients to launch a campaign, and then we'll end with Q&A. This webinar is being recorded. We will send you the recording after the webinar ends, and we will have a Q&A section. So if you have any questions throughout the webinar, feel free to type it into the chat and we will address it at the end at the Q&A section. So introductions to the presenters. I will go first and then I'll pass along to Stuart and Alex. So hi everyone, my name is Natanya. I head paid social at Healthcare Success. This is a dream job for me. I am very tech savvy. I love social media. I am constantly keeping up with the trends on social media and I'm always seeking to improve client results. I started my multi-location healthcare marketing career as a marketing intern at Pacific Dental Service, a large DSO with over 1,000 locations. And then I moved on to Healthcare Success, and I've been in this space ever since. Stuart?
Excellent. Hi, everyone. I'm Stuart. I'm going to be uncharacteristically quiet during most of this webinar today. We have two fantastic presenters that will be leading most of the call or webinar. I am CEO of Healthcare Success. I love what I do. I'm passionate about it, and I'll talk more about our company in just a moment. Alex?
Hello, I'm Alex Ignacio, senior graphic designer here at Healthcare Success. I would say being a creative is my second place dream job. The first being I would love to pilot a giant robot like Gundam style and be a superhero in outer space, but alas, I have my undergrad degree in graphic design and pre-med. So if you squint really closely, you can see I'm using both majors here at Healthcare Success. We're excited to present to you today.
Awesome, Alex. I've never heard that dream. That's a pretty good one. That beats mine. So you're winning on that, on the contest for dream jobs. All right, next slide. All right, so a little bit about our company before I begin. Our team, we are a truly integrated agency. And that means that we have about 40 people on our team that are all subject matter experts in each of their areas. And so today I'm super pleased to bring Natanya and Alex, who are outstanding people at both of what they do. And I just love doing what we do. As I said a minute ago, we do work with multi-location providers, hospitals, health systems, device, pharma, Medicare plans, lots of different people in the healthcare space. Today, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite things we do is paid social. And back to the team. Go ahead, Natanya.
So our first section is, what is paid social? So here are logos of all the different popular social media platforms. I'm sure you're familiar with at least one of them. Today's webinar, though, will focus on Facebook and Instagram. We're not saying that the other social media platforms are not important. They are also very important. It's just that we only have an hour allotted to us today, so we need to focus it on one channel, and that being Facebook and Instagram. So a common question we get asked at Healthcare Success is the difference between organic social media and paid social media, which we will address right now. So the pros and cons of organic social media. Pros of organic is that it's great to show brand personality. It allows you to create posts to engage with your current patients and employees. It allows you to create thought leaderships and set you apart as an industry leader. It allows you to recruit new employees. A lot of prospective employees are often looking at a company's social media page to evaluate internal culture, and allows you to generate some patient referrals. Current patients who engage with your practice on social media, their friends may take notice. Cons of organic social media, pretty much no one follows a practice social media page except current patients and employees. Building a large following is challenging. It takes a lot of time, resource, and energy. The organic algorithm only shows your post to 2-4% of your followers, aka people who already know you, aka people you essentially already sold to. Because of all these reasons, organic social rarely generates new patients in significant numbers. And organic social media is free, so that's why we have the big free image. Paid social media is paid, on the other hand. So the pros of paid social media, unlike organic social media, with paid social media, you are not fighting an algorithm that may or may not show your posts. With paid social media, it's guaranteed that you will reach thousands of people instantly, thousands of people who don't already know you, who are not already your followers. So in that sense, it's amazing for building brand building and awareness, and it's extremely targetable. You can really narrow down who your target audience is in paid social media. You can really target down by age, by gender, by location, by interest. So you can really reach the correct audience for you. And then it's very cost effective on a cost per exposure basis. I have clients only paying 50 cents for a link click to their website. So it's very cost effective if you think about it in that sense. Cons of paid social media, it's often less direct ROI than paid search. So in paid search, such as Google Ads, people are actively searching in Google Ads. They're actively searching, they're ready to buy and convert at that point of the stage. But with paid social, it's more of a push marketing technique. So people aren't necessarily actively searching on paid social media. People are not on Facebook. On Facebook are not necessarily ready to buy and convert at that stage. Most people are on Facebook to, you know, just browse, procrastinate, look around. So it's more of a push marketing strategy. You're more reaching a more top of funnel audience. But it's also important to stay top of mind to your audience. So, and then cons requires a skilled campaign manager. Paid social media is not easy. It's not something just anyone can do. It requires someone who knows advertising, who knows the platform, who knows how to spend your budget efficiently. So why pay attention to paid social? So number of users, for one. Facebook and Instagram fall under the same parent company, which is Meta. So if you were to run your ads on Facebook, it would automatically run on Instagram and vice versa. You run your ads on Instagram, it will automatically run on Facebook. So you're reaching a huge audience just by that fact. 3 billion people on Facebook each month and 2 billion on Instagram each month. A common misconception is that only young people are on social media, but that is not true. This is a statistic that my Facebook rep shared with me from Global Web Index, a market research company. So it shows that baby boomers' online usage of their phone and social media have actually increased since 2020 and have actually increased more than Gen Z, actually. So now baby boomers are on their phones in 2023 for an average of 2 hours and 27 minutes per day. And they're on social media for 1 hour and 31 minutes per day. And which platforms are they on? Despite increased competition, Facebook still leads the pack. So a big difference between Facebook and Instagram is the audience they're reaching out to. You'll see that Facebook skews older, so that's where Gen X and baby boomers are on, and Instagram skews younger, so that's where more so you're finding your millennials and Gen Z audience. Despite the fact there's also that common misconception that only old people are on Facebook, that is also not true. You'll see that Facebook is still reaching the millennial demographic. Also, they're reaching a bit of the Gen Z demographic as well. So Facebook is really great for generational marketing because it's reaching every generation. Importance of paid social for healthcare marketing. So one, your healthcare consumers are on Facebook and Instagram. You saw how many minutes per day people are spending on social media. You want to be there when your healthcare consumers are also on the social media platforms. Also, people are doing their research nowadays to make an informed health decision. So one place people are constantly online is social media to make this informed health decision. So you want to have a social media presence to reach them. Facebook and Instagram also have a unique combination of scale and targeting. There's so many different ad creatives, so many different targeting options, so many different creative formats you can play around with to find that one unique combination that works for you, that really reaches your right audience at the right time. Three, healthcare Facebook ads and Instagram ads, highly effective for generational marketing. Those are the two platforms that are really reaching every generation. So it's great for reaching any generation you want to reach. whether that's Gen Z, baby boomers, Gen X, millennials. And then lastly, Facebook and Instagram influences all stages of the healthcare funnel, which we see in this next diagram right here, the healthcare journey map. So paid social, like I mentioned earlier, it is more top of funnel, more of that awareness consideration phase of the full funnel marketing strategy. Paid search is more of that bottom of funnel where people are ready to buy and convert. But it's so important to invest in your top of funnel marketing strategy, such as paid social, because you need that to feed your bottom of funnel strategy. You want to stay top of mind consistently to people for brand building awareness, so that later on when they reach that paid search stage at the bottom funnel, they're more likely to convert at that stage. So it's a really great channel, paid social, for warming up your audience at the top of funnel so that they're more likely to convert later on down the line. So you really just want to be investing in all different types of marketing channels for your marketing mix, and paid social would be a great addition for your marketing mix. So how paid social works is our next section. So Facebook divides its, Facebook ads specifically divides its structure with three levels. So there's the campaign level, the ad set level, and then the ad level. At the campaign level, that's where you're setting your objective. So you're telling Facebook what is the goal of this campaign. That's so important. You can only select one objective, and Facebook optimizes towards whatever goal you choose for it. At the ad set level, that's where we're going to get more detailed in our targeting and what you can do. So ad sets, all the little details. So schedule, that's when you tell Facebook ads how long you want the ad to run. Budget is where you tell Facebook, do I want a daily budget? Do I want a lifetime budget? How much budget am I willing to put in this Facebook ads campaign? Bidding is where you can tell Facebook, do I want Facebook to bid at maximum volume, or do I want to set a cost cap on this? Targeting is where you tell Facebook ads who your target audience is, who am I targeting for this Facebook ads campaign? Really important section, because Facebook needs to know who you're targeting for it to push out to the right users. And then at the ad level, is all about creative. So that's where you put in your creative, whether that's photo or video. You put your creative in the ad level, you put your ad copy there, and that is the whole structure of a Facebook ad campaign. So the six different campaign objective type, remember this is at the campaign level up top, you can choose six different campaign objective types. So the sixth one that Facebook currently offers is awareness, traffic, engagement, leads, app promotion, and sales. So like I said, you can only choose one objective, and this is so important in building your campaign, that you choose the right objective that aligns with your business goals, because Facebook will optimize towards that. So if your goal is to get more website traffic, you would choose the traffic objective, because Facebook will optimize towards people most likely to click the link to your website. Awareness, Facebook is optimizing towards people most likely to see your ad and remember it. So the sales objective is now Facebook's conversion objective. So they're calling it the sales objective now. So this is optimizing towards people who are most likely to convert on your site or take the desired action on your site. And you tell Facebook what your conversion is through the Facebook pixel, which leads us to our next topic, which is the Facebook pixel. So before I talk about the Facebook pixel, I do understand that there are HIPAA concerns with it, and we will address that in the following slides, but I think it is good for everyone here to have an understanding of exactly what even is the Facebook pixel before we talk about the HIPAA concerns with it going around. So the Facebook pixel is a piece of code that you put on your website, and what this code does, it allows the code communicates with Facebook the data on your website. So Facebook on its own can only tell you what the user did up until they land on your landing page or website. Once they get on your landing page or website, Facebook does not have any data on how the user is converting, what web pages they're viewing. They only have data up until they land on your website. So what the Facebook pixel does is that you put the code, and now Facebook does have that data on what users are doing on your website, whether they're signing up on your website or clicking that phone call button. So it's you need the Facebook pixel for the conversion objective. And what it does, it also allows you to build retargeting and lookalike audiences, which is a very popular strategy in the Facebook ads world. So retargeting allows you to retarget people who have visited your website before. Again, you need the pixel for this because Facebook needs to know who visited your website before. And then lookalike audience. You can create an audience of people who share similar interests and characteristics as people who have visited your website before. So a powerful way to reach a wider audience. And then Facebook with the Facebook pixel allows you to track the ROI of your Facebook and Instagram campaign. So you're able to see exactly how many people converted through your Facebook campaign with the data from the Facebook pixel. So there are HIPAA concerns though with the Facebook pixel, which is so important to mention in our healthcare space. And that's why how we run Facebook ads in healthcare is different than someone, you know, from e-commerce would run Facebook ads. So the HIPAA concerns with the pixel, if you are not aware, there have been lawsuits going around quite recently in that large healthcare providers are being sued by patients because of the Facebook pixel. An investigation found that personal health information was PHI was being sent by the Facebook pixel to Facebook servers. And now large healthcare providers are being hit by this. This timeline shows the large health providers that have been hit with the fines because of this Facebook pixel issue. And the source is from FreshPaint, which is a healthcare privacy platform that we are doing a webinar with. Healthcare Success is doing a webinar with in a couple of weeks. So if you're really interested in this topic, please sign up for that webinar because we will be going in details about that. We anticipate that these lawsuits will take months, maybe even years to resolve. So out of an abundance of caution, what Healthcare Success is recommending with the pixel is to not have it on your website. Even though we haven't had any violations of any kind, we really strongly recommend not having the pixel on your website to remain conservative. If you're a non-covered entity, this is probably not an issue, but of course we are not a law firm, and it's so important that you speak to your attorney with any questions you may have about this. So here are targeting options that do not use the pixel, and because it does not use the pixel, it maintains HIPAA compliance. So the options we have, and this is constantly evolving as, you know, we learn more about what we can or cannot do with these HIPAA concerns. But some targeting options you have is broad targeting, detailed targeting. A popular targeting tactic is targeting by household income level, targeting based on video views. The idea is that if someone has watched at least 50% of your video creative, then they're more engaged, more likely to convert. And then targeting with a data provider, Healthcare Success also partners with IQVIA, which is a top healthcare data provider. So using a data provider that has highly targeted healthcare audience segments, you can deploy them within your campaign. And now we go on to A/B testing. So A/B testing is an important part of a Facebook ad campaign. Facebook ad campaigns is never just something you launch and set it and forget it. You want to constantly A/B test different elements because that's how you're optimizing your campaign and spending your budget efficiently and seeing what performs best. So A/B testing, you're testing two elements of a marketing campaign against each other to see which delivers the best results. So what elements should you test? There are so many elements that you can test in Facebook ads, but testing all elements would be the ideal answer to this question, because you'll know exactly what works for your ad, what works for your campaign, and what doesn't. But testing all elements at once is unrealistic. If you test hundreds of different image and different audiences at one time, you'll never know who the true winner of your A/B test is. It's going to result in a lot of random, untrustworthy data. So we recommend just testing one element at a time, seeing who the winner of that A/B test is, and then moving on and testing the next element. And so forth. So even with all that information, what elements, there's still so many elements. So what should we prioritize in our A-B test? So based on running hundreds of A-B tests at Healthcare Success, we determined that these elements that we listed here are the most important to test first priority-wise. So the different ones, for example, under ad design, say your ad is generating a lot of clicks, but it's not converting. At that point, you might want to test a different landing page copy and design. Maybe you want to test different images, like image versus video. Maybe you want to test different copy, different headlines, different placements. Maybe your ads aren't performing as well on Instagram, but performing really well on Facebook. What if we put all that budget into Facebook then? See if you get more clicks and conversions that way. Targeting, there's so many different targeting you can A-B test for. You can test different age, different gender, interests, a different country. Maybe you want to broaden the age you're targeting, or maybe you want to narrow that age you're targeting and see what performs better. And then also other, you can test different optimization goals. So testing one of the six different goals we listed earlier, maybe try traffic versus awareness, see what does better for your business. So these are important elements that you should definitely be testing and prioritizing. At Healthcare Success, we have a 24/7 dashboard, reporting dashboard that our clients and our internal team uses to look at metrics for our campaigns. So definitely Facebook ads is tied into our reporting. And Facebook ads have a couple of unique metrics that I wanted to point out that aren't necessarily in other like paid search campaigns or other channels you may see. So some unique Facebook ads metrics, reach, so number of people who saw your ads, Facebook ads for clicks. It is different in Facebook ads how they define it. So clicks is number of clicks on your ads, but clicks all, it includes every type of click you can imagine. So if someone clicked play on your video, that counts as a click. If someone clicks likes, comments, share, if someone clicks on, you know, the page to your organic business page, Facebook business page, that counts as a click. If someone comments, that counts as a click. So clicks all just includes all types of clicks. Outbound clicks is what our clients really value, because outbound clicks is those clicks specifically to your website or landing page, you know, number of clicks that took users off of Meta technology. So you want both clicks and outbound clicks in your reporting, because outbound clicks is more of an accurate estimate of how many clicks you got to your website. And then cost per conversion, it's not unique to Facebook ads, but is always something we want to look at, because we always want to get our cost per conversion or cost per result as low as possible. Frequency is something unique to Facebook ads. So frequency is the average number of time each person saw your ad. When the frequency number reaches 3 to 4, then that's when we at Healthcare Success start evaluating optimization techniques for it, because we start noticing when the frequency reaches 3 or 4, that's when performance start dipping or declining a little bit. So that's when we want to make optimizations to make sure our performance isn't declining. A lot of the times what that is, that optimization, is just refreshing the creative. So the more time someone has seen the same creative, the more bored they get with it. So creative ad fatigue is the term for that. The more bored they get with it, if they keep seeing the same creative over and over again, the more likely they're going to interact with that post. So that's where a creative refresh is important to implement into your strategy. And then call confirmation clicks, similar to Google Ads, where you can add a call extension button. On Facebook ads, you can also add a Facebook ad call extension button, which is so important to add, because that's such another easy way to get someone to convert, is through a call extension button. So always important to add a call extension button there. And you can use a promo number for that if you want to do implement call tracking into that call extension number. And then common mistakes we see all the time that cost businesses a lot of money with their paid social campaigns. So one, letting your ad creative get stale. So not looking at that frequency metric, letting that frequency metric reach past three and four are not looking at when the performance is declining. A lot of the times it is because your ad creative has gone stale and you need to implement a creative refresh. Optimizing for the wrong objective. If you're not noticing, if your objective is to get more website traffic, but you chose app promotion as your objective, obviously you're not going to get the website clicks because Facebook is optimizing for the wrong objective. So it's so important to choose the right objective. And if it's like you don't know what that right objective is for your business, that's where the A/B test comes in. So three is over segmenting audiences. Yes, you have so many options to create your ideal target audience on Facebook ads, Facebook and Instagram ads. But if you create such a narrow, detailed audience, then Facebook doesn't have enough data to work with to give you good results. So you need to find the sweet spot of making your audience, you know, detailed enough, but also not too detailed that the audience is so small that Facebook doesn't have enough to work with. And then skipping the A/B test, as you can see that there's always room. I always believe that there's always room for improvements for these campaigns. There's no reason you should skip the A/B test. There's always something that you can be testing to optimize and make your campaign even stronger. And then failing to monitor and manage your campaign. This is where a skilled campaign manager really helps because they're the ones who is constantly looking at your campaign, constantly showing you with you the results of your campaign, how it could be better, what's working, what's not working. I mean, I feel like we're all busy people, so it's so easy to just launch the campaign and forget about it, but it is something that requires love each and every week, a Facebook ads campaign, to really spend your budget efficiently to really produce the best results. So now we're going to move on to paid social creative basics. Later on in a bit, Alex will go over paid social creative best practices and the showcase. But first, let's go over the basics of the creative. So the anatomy of a basic Facebook ad. So this is what a basic Facebook ad looks like, what you'll see on your feed most of the time. So what it is a primary text up top, a creative in the middle, a display URL for your website, a headline and a description, and a call to action button. So there are many different call to action buttons available on Facebook ads. The most popular ones we like to use at Healthcare Success is get offer, learn more, sign up, book now, call now, contact us, and get directions. We tend to find the call to actions that we bolded here, we tend to find that they get the most direct response. They are the most conversion focused. So we like to use those call to action buttons for our Facebook ads. And there are many different creative ad formats on Facebook ads. So the most basic format that you can choose creative wise is a single image. So we like to call this a static ad. And it has again, they have the copy up top, but then just one image to showcase your brand, product, or service. The next creative format that you can choose, and also to mention, you can choose more than one creative format too. Like I said, it's always good to A/B test so you can have a video ad and photo ad run at the same time, or you can definitely have more than one creative. You don't have to be stuck to just doing all video ads or all photo ads. But video format is another creative ad format. So with a video format, similar to an image format, but you have a whole video to showcase your brand, product, or service. We've noticed through the many A/B tests we've ran here at Healthcare Success that video gets more engagement compared to images. People love video. Facebook knows this and favors video accordingly. So if you were to run a video ad in your campaign, you're guaranteed to get a wider reach. Facebook will favor it over other ads and push it out more. So it's so important to have video ads as part of your creative strategy in your paid social campaigns. If video ad is too much to produce for you, Facebook also just appreciates motion in your ad. So you can just add motion to your static images and that will count as video in Facebook eyes and they will still push it out more than other creatives. And then stories. lives outside of the feed. So Stories is something very popular on Instagram and Facebook. It's the only creative option that lets you have a full screen experience on mobile. So when you're doing creative for Stories, make sure you're using a 9:16 ratio, because Stories is the only creative format on paid social where you have the opportunity to take up the whole screen and really immerse users in a full screen experience. Most social media users are using mobile. A lot of it is way more mobile users than desktop users. So you want to take advantage of being eligible for Stories placement by making a 9:16 creative graphic so that you're eligible and it takes up the whole screen. With photo and video is more of a 1:1, ratio, and it doesn't take up the whole screen. So Stories, you really, to be eligible, make sure you have a 9:16 format in addition to your 1:1, and make sure it's immersive, takes up the whole screen, because it makes it more engaging that way. And then the last format we have that's important to us is Carousel. So with Carousel, you can showcase up to 10 different individual image or video, and then users like Slide can slide and view each individual image or video with by sliding to the left, and you can use the space to show off your service in a creative way. So something I've seen our clients done is showcase different doctors. So each doctor gets their own individual image or videos, and then each link can take to a different landing page. So maybe each doctor have their own landing page. So that's a creative way you can think about it. And it's all in one ad. So you can really showcase a lot of different images and videos in one ad format through Carousel. And then the different ad placements. Once you have chosen what creative you want to run, Facebook will allow you to run in all these different ad placements. Like I said, Stories, Reels is also that 9:16 format. So Stories and Reels are very similar, but you'll also get the chance to run on Facebook Messenger as well. People are commonly using Facebook Messenger as like an app on their phone, and it's cool that ad placements are available there as well. We usually like to run our ad placement in all of these ad placements to get good visibility, and after a while we look at the data to see which ad placement may not be performing as well as other for your business, and we exclude them. But we like to initially, when a campaign launch, just run on all the ad placements to get the most exposure and visibility with our ads. And then later on, look at the data and narrow down what's working, what placement is working for our business and what isn't. And now I'm going to pass it on to Alex for creative best practices and the showcase.
Yes. Hello. Thank you, Natanya. So now we're going to do paid social creative best practices. So first thing we want to know is capturing attention. So according to Facebook, mobile users spend an average of 1.7 seconds browsing an individual post. So super quick, right? So you want to design your ad to grab their attention. This is why having stunning feed-stopping creative is so, so important. And for messaging, keep things short. When vying for your audience's attention, short and impactful copy will always do way better than rambling, especially with such a short amount of time that you have their attention for. And now for images, thankfully it takes our simple little brains 13 milliseconds to process images. So they're like a shorthand translation for whatever it is we're trying to get across. So here's a few tricks we have for you. Number one, contrast is king. Bright, high contrast colors draw the eye and get those precious seconds of attention. So making sure that all of your creative has that stark imagery. And if in doubt, you want to copy Apple. Their ad creative showcases beautiful products on stark backgrounds like this image here. And now for images, when choosing an image, authenticity reigns supreme, right? So believe it or not, authentic images are preferable to overly polished cold stock photos. So finding a hero image that shows the user's emotion of the end result of your product or service is really important. If you want them to feel joyful that they no longer have cancer, show that joy. Next slide. Micro express Micro expressions are those ephemeral expressions that involuntarily sweep across your face when you experience an emotion. So these subtle expressions can do so much more to convey an authentic emotion that you want to communicate. Here we have the strongest subconscious responses, but for now let's focus on happiness. The micro expression for happiness is often called a Duchenne smile because it reaches your eyes and make your eyes crinkle up with those crow's feet. A non-Duchenne smile doesn't necessarily mean it's non-authentic, but it does come off as more polite. So when you're picking photos, you do want to come off as more authentic. So try to find those genuine expressions. And now for color. Specifically, color can be used to grab the eyes of readers by using contrast. They can also define your brand identity. Think of Facebook's shade of blue, also like Tiffany blue. Associate your products with certain emotions or feelings. And so when we go to the next slide, speaking of which, what exactly are people's preferred colors? Can they be predicted? Yes, kind of, but only vaguely. When using colors to communicate a certain meaning or to induce a certain mood, it is important to consider the interactions between hue, saturation, and brightness. So for example, it's not accurate to say that the general color red in all its shades and hues is always going to be perceived as excitement or energy or passion. A lot of those perceptions are learned through cultural association as well as individual life experiences. And also, it's impossible to condense all of the psychology of color into a minute. Ultimately, you want to trust your designers, trust your agency, and draw on their wealth of experience. And when in doubt, always test, right? You'll find out way more about your audience by straight up testing your creative than making any guesses. And now for the fun part, I'm going to show you the creative showcase. In this section, we'll be showing branding projects, client work that we've done and thought about, and how that translates into social ads. Keeping in mind the thought we put into social is to build that brand, is to build brand building and awareness, which we showed in the healthcare journey map earlier. So PlasmaSource, for example, is one such branding project. It is a plasma donation organization that pays for your plasma as opposed to their parent company that takes voluntary blood donations. So in this project, they wanted an entirely new brand identity that we provided for them. And in the next slide, you can see those explorations. And in the next slide, you will see the final chosen design. And next, you will see we created their brand guidelines, fonts, colors, the do's and don'ts of how the logo mark should and shouldn't be used. And next, you'll see how we translated that into their environmental design as well. And of course, you'll see that we translated it into their website design. And lastly, the culmination of all this, into the paid social. Here you'll see we use those best practices that we mentioned earlier. The creative on these ads draw upon the visual language we've established previously, as you've seen, again, to build that brand recognition. So the photo on the left ad here shows a content, relaxed expression that was chosen exactly to communicate comfort and peace we want to associate with PlasmaSource. Copy and imagery should always work in tandem to emphasize each other. So try not to have disparate imagery and copy on the same ad. The middle image has that short, simple tagline, give life, get paid, short and sweet. And we have the right image that has an authentic smile, that eye contact, intimacy, relatability, that emotionally connects with the user. And so in the next slide, you'll see the story versions, those 9x16 full phone experience that Natanya was mentioning earlier. Note again that we're using these bright contrasting colors. Always make sure the type is legible, making sure the imagery is visually striking, and also that everything has the same visual identity language that we have established in the brand identity guidelines. And so for our next example, Synergenics is a company that we did quite a bit of creative for. With our collaboration, they began as a startup and ended up acquiring its largest competitor, and became the nation's leading testosterone provider. So starting with their website, we developed a strong, bold, and striking visual language that we brought to all of their creatives. In the next example, you'll see we created a motion animation. As Natanya mentioned before, videos get way more interaction and attention from Facebook. So pushing for motion ads was really important to stop that feed and get their attention. This does have music, but I will comment on the audio in a second. This is an example. So For the sake of time, we won't show all of the ads, but here are a few really quick examples of translating their branding into emotion. And sometimes it really is as simple as like having text fly across the screen. And something to note, as I mentioned earlier, is that we do have music on request from the client in these ads, and the copy is timed to the beat to match the music. However, we don't often recommend going through the process of getting music licenses, since data shows that many users don't use audio. Voiceovers are helpful, but if you had to pick, focus on strong visuals over audio. And now after this, we're going to go through these next few slides really quickly. They're just showing static ads. And again, more examples of paid social creative that communicated the brand and also changed up as necessary to prevent creative fatigue. So you'll see this set here is quite different from the next. And another note, we want to focus on striking emotionally resonant imagery, saturated colors, and short, sweet messages. And you'll see that again in the next example. Thank you. And so moving on to the next section, we're here at Healthcare Success. We do try to embody this idea of a living brand. So in this exploratory visual brand identity project we did for Synergenics, I'm going to show you what it means to have a visual system that grows, changes, and adapts depending on the need and the environment. So next you're going to, here you're going to, really quick, this one was an example of taking elements from their current branding, but expanding and elevating it away from an all blue color palette to a more flexible one with its imagery and its colors. And in the next one, here you're going to see a consistent use of the X motif. How do you show rather than tell your creative is very obviously yours without sticking your name on it, right? So by carrying this very bold, easily recognizable visual motif that can easily be changed and evolved in different configurations, you're giving users something to latch onto visually. And that recognition is eventually what builds the brand awareness and the brand equity. In the next one, you're going to see that we're taking that same idea, same concept, but rather than an X with equal sides, we took the X from the logo and allowed that to be the visual motif instead. And we carried it over to these different configurations. Here we make the tagline itself as a visual element, and with the many possible iterations, this is really what stops the scroll. These next two slides are now refinements of the ones we just showed. See here how the X from before can be made into a more subtle mark and motif. Again, really showing the flexibility, how your system can grow, how it can evolve and change while still maintaining that recognizability and therefore building the brand awareness and equity. The next one here, these ads, again, merge a few of those concepts that we just mentioned, and maybe you want to go for an even stronger, more recognizable style guide, right? Maybe you want to have a very limited color palette and a large, high contrast black and white image set, right? The trick will be to stick to the style for as long as possible to build that recognizability, and then after that, having that awareness, and then the brand, again, equity. And then I particularly like these sets because it really shows the flexibility in what you can do with a strong visual motif that can carry over into many different creative formats. Now we don't have time to go through these, but we want to showcase really quick some examples of creating a house of brands that live under the same parent organization and how that can be translated into creative. So this is one example, and then you'll see that again in the next. This one in particular brings over that X motif and ties them all together and differentiates it by colors. So it's once again, like a really nice way to have a really strong visual system. And of course we have an environmental design example. Want to show you these because you want to show application and see how your visual identity can be carried over from digital to real world. We did show some static and we did some static and motion ads for AmerisourceBergen. In their case, they had very strict creative guidelines, but I want to show you why this is a good example of why having those strong guidelines is important. Because if any agency were to design for you and they wanted to create creative for you, you want to have a strong scaffold and base to hold onto that will protect the brand recognizability and the identity that you're building. And for the next, Of course, here at Healthcare Success, we practice what we preach and bring you new, fresh, and exciting creative blogs every week. I highly recommend seeing all of them because we're quite proud of the individual creative we do for every single blog, making sure it's catered to the content. And again, this is really pushing the idea of a living brand because this is something that comes out every week. We're able to be extremely creative and play with different visual motifs and having our logo and system there.
Thank you, Alex. So we're going to wrap up the webinar with a section on how Healthcare Success works with our clients. On the paid social side, if you were to partner with us, we have a pre-campaign launch process, which is basically Healthcare Success will come up with the strategy, that creative, everything. It's just that we do also need to work with you as a client to inform us of the strategy we're creating to build out this campaign. So a lot of the questions we'll ask is to make sure we're aligned on what creative we're using, what copy we're using, the scheduling of the campaign, what budget are we using, what's the goal of the campaign, what are the metrics we are really looking at. So once we have all that information, we on our Healthcare Success team builds it all out and launches the campaign. Post-campaign launch, like I said, it's not a set it and forget it type of campaign. After the campaign launches, we're monitoring performance each and every week. We're doing those A/B tests. We're constantly optimizing your results. And then we're constantly looking at the data and providing you with data and feedback on how the campaign is going. And then Stuart is going to end with partnering with Healthcare Success.
Yes, thank you, Alex and Natan. You guys were awesome. You did so great. I knew you would. There's a lot of work. I got to give applause to our co-presenters today. This is a big ask to lead a webinar. They created everything, led everything, planned it, and did a great job, you guys, as I knew it would be. Perfectly on time, I might add, as well. So with that said, if you're interested in working with our agency, that's a whole different discussion. But for the short answer is, most of our clients we work with on a partnership agreement where we essentially work as their agency for all of these things. Natanya and Alex showed lots of different examples. So a lot of times we're working on the paid search, the paid social, the SEO, the strategy, the traditional advertising, even, you know, sort of the experiential design portions of the business. So that's how we often work. Other times people hire us specifically for, you know, paid search or paid social or whatever. So we are here to help. Again, we are typically a sort of a partnership model where we are our clients' advocates, and we are very big on bringing specialized expertise and just a higher level of experience as opposed to just, you know, being a factory. It's very high touch and very partnership driven. So with that said, I think we have some, what's the next slide here? So this is our Q&A section. And so we're going to stand by for a moment. If you have questions, you can just leave that slide up, Natanya, so people can.
I can't see the questions or anything. So
you guys. All right. Okay. Well, while we're waiting for the, go ahead and send us a chat if you have any questions. In the meantime, we can just talk through some of the other elements. Natanya and Alex, what are there any things that you feel like, oh my gosh, I wish we would have had more time to speak about, or anything that's fun about the job, or any insights you have that your audience would want to take away?
One thing is the difference between what are boosted posts. It's a common questions we get. So boosted posts, it's a combination of an organic post and a paid post. So oftentimes you'll hear a company saying they do boosted posts and because of that, they're doing paid social. Boosted posts is not paid social necessarily. So what boosted posts is that you post organically on your organic social. You see that that post is doing well. So you want to boost it to a wider audience beyond your following. So you boost it for a short term, and then it reaches a wider audience. So I say boosted posts, you're paying for it. It's great for a short-term punch, but if you're just constantly boosting posts, and paying for that to reach a wider audience on social media, you might as well invest in a long-term strategy with paid social. So yeah, boosted posts, great for a short-term punch, but if you're looking for something more long-term, definitely invest in paid social.
Great. One of our attendees actually raised her hand, but we'd prefer if you just send us a quick chat. That'd be great. Another thing I would think would be important while we're waiting to see if anybody else has any other questions. Paid social is, Natanya alluded to a minute ago, the idea of branding, and that's in top of funnel. And those things are absolutely true. One thing that's interesting about paid social in particular is it's highly visible to stakeholders. So we find that a lot of the work that we do as an agency, for example, SEO or paid search, isn't visible passively to stakeholders within the organization. But paid social allows some creative expression. It allows, for example, if you're interested in having your providers see your ads, or if you're interested in having board members or whomever. So it's just much more visual. I think it has outplaced interest internally. We find that we can be generating, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, and that's just sort of taken for granted. Whereas paid social, like, oh, look at that, pretty. So we really like paid social as part of the campaign. And maybe one other comment before we wrap up, if we have any questions here, what would be the...
Natanya, Stuart. Natanya, Kathleen has said that the chat is disabled. Is there a way to turn it on so that attendees can ask questions in the chat?
Okay, well, I was saying that if we're looking for the technical issue, the one other thing that's what we'll talk about more in another section or two is the fact that you can actually, with the list, target people on a one-on-one basis. So we oftentimes, for B2B, not sort of for the consumer side, but for business to business, we can develop campaigns that reach out to our prospects on a one-on-one basis. So you know who they are based upon their email address and other contact info.
The Q&A section then would be the best place to answer to
ask. Did I say chat? I apologize. Yes, the Q&A is what I meant. I apologize.
Then I guess another question we get asked a lot is, let me share my screen again to that. Another question we get asked a lot is, can you use your paid social graphic on an organic post? And I've asked my Facebook rep this question as well. And she said, our answer is yes. You know, you're already spending so much time making your paid social graphic, and once your paid social campaign ends, that graphic does not see the light of day anymore. So you might as well share it on organic social as well, so that it lives there and it gets more exposure, that your brand stays top of mind, that people can still see the amazing creative that you got done on the paid social basis on organic. So
another one of the questions that Anne-Marie has just asked through the Q&A was the tell more resources about the Pixel and potential HIPAA violations. That's an enormous topic. It's moving very quickly. As Natanya mentioned a moment ago, when that came out, this, by the way, is an industry problem or industry issue. It's we just got back from one of the leading hospital conferences. People are talking about it. We're actually going to another one in a couple of weeks here. So this is very topical, particularly for the larger health systems, but really anybody in healthcare. So you have the government issues, and you also have class action lawsuits. So, and interestingly, the industry's reaction is mixed. Some people are fighting it, some people are ignoring it, some people are trying to find solutions. At Healthcare Success, we've done exhaustive work in this category. And as I mentioned, as Natanya alluded to earlier, we took the Pixel off of most campaigns to solve the issue. There are other issues, for example, Google Analytics. The short answer is there are several solutions out there. Some are better than others. We are excited to do a webinar with Freshpaint, which is sort of the leader in this category of being able to still work with Facebook Pixel, being able to, or working with a Pixel alternative, being able to still work with Google Analytics. So essentially to take advantage of all these great digital marketing tools. And so that's a partnership that we are forming with Freshpaint literally as we speak. So my best recommendation, Anne-Marie, would be to watch the webinar in 3 weeks, because we'll be going into that in a lot more detail. And this is a key issue. But for the sake of today, We're really focused on, you know, the issues that are at hand. And remember that in many cases, it's a non-issue if we're not using the pixel or if we're targeting B2B or other kinds of audiences. So it's a little complex, but I guess the key is to not just say, okay, no Facebook because and Instagram or other social media, because you're leaving a lot of opportunity aside without even trying. Any other questions? Thank you, Kathleen, for the nice comments. okay, great. Well, we appreciate your time today. If you're interested, you can see how healthcare success can help you. You can see there on our Q&A final slide. That's how to reach out to us. Great job, presenters. You guys did awesome. Super excited about what you did today. Good job. Mm-hmm.